WTOP News.
And while we're talking about Emancipation Day, WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, attended a very special celebration. This one was at President Lincoln's cottage.
With a nice breeze, even today, this is a much cooler spot than the White House. In 1862, not long before he moved here to what was then known as the cottage at the Soldiers' Home, President Lincoln signed the Compensated Emancipation Act, which, as D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray told this crowd,
3,100 people were given freedom. That foreshadowed what was going to come some 9 months later when he signed the Emancipation Proclamation that freed slaves all across the nation.
This was a riveting program of historians, noted Lincoln scholars, including Harold Holzer, who examined the media reports of the time.
Looking back from the 21st century, the legislation may seem to us like a very small step for mankind, but press reports of the day, supportive and critical alike, indicate it was perceived really as a giant leap for humankind.
At the 150th anniversary of the D.C. Emancipation Act at President Lincoln's cottage, Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
7:14, we have 62 degrees right now at Reagan National, and amazingly enough for this April 16th, we're going up to the mid to upper 80s today.